This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana, and I have a really special treat for you today. These guys, I love them. We love them. You love them. Their music, The Afters, that we've been playing for many years. They've been with us on our star stage before. And so we get just a couple of minutes. They have a new song. We want to talk about that. So Josh and Matt, hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey. Good to see you.
You too. I know I could talk with you for an hour. I have to kind of ask you this thing I ask a lot of artists. What's the season been like for you? Everybody has a story during the pandemic, and for artists that couldn't go out on the road and now you're back, what's this been like?
You know, it's been a wild and crazy couple of years, you know, I think for all of us. And in addition to just all the craziness of what's happening in the world, we've had a lot happening at home. I have a son who's a senior now. He's graduating,
wow,
which is hard to wrap my head around. I have a daughter who's learning to drive, and she's a lot of work still, and love her, but the song Jesus Take the Wheel has never meant more to me. And you know, we've during those years, we've just been really plugged into our church communities, home communities. And, you know, there's been a lot of division, even in the church, and bringing unity and trying to bring people back together. And as the world, you know, changes and opens up and people can come back together, bringing people back into the church, because a lot of people have started new patterns and new habits, mm-hmm, and coming to church and being part of that community for a lot of people has not become a priority. And so we need that community. So that's been a part of what we've been doing today.
Amen.
Matt's got a
yeah,
too.
And I've got, so our kids are roughly the same age. Josh snuck an extra one in there. So he's got four, I have three. But my oldest is 18. She's graduating. There's a mixed blessing. Like she's leaving. and then my boys are 14 and 11. And that's always a journey. Parenting is always a journey. But I feel like, you know, and in the same ways, you know, Josh and I are both worship leaders trying to like navigate bringing unity into the church and getting our people back to worship in person, and trying to navigate like how to minister to people, you know, over the internet instead of in person. Because I think the reality is, you know, some people just aren't going to come back. But on top of that, I think, you know, it's been very difficult for my family, just with lots of different issues going on in our family. And I just feel like we're in a season of unanswered prayers, you know, just praying for circumstances to change, for hearts to change, for these types of things. And so it's been very difficult. Feels like we're in the wilderness a little bit, just wandering. Yes. Like, you know, God's people in the wilderness. So it's hard. And we don't get the luxury of seeing how God's going to answer these or when, mm-hmm, he's going to answer them. But we're in that season right now. And that's just hard to be in that unknowing, you know, yes, that face of unknowing.
That's real, though. You know, people need to hear that the artists that we hear on the radio or see on stage, they go through things, too. And so that helps us to know how to pray for you guys in the afters. And so I'm going to say that to you as you're listening, to pray for these guys. You know, they're on the front line and trying to bring music that ministers, and we get to play it. So pray for them. And speaking of songs, music, you have a new one out talking about saying goodbye. What's that all about? Yeah. I know what it is, but it's so much fun. And why this message?
Absolutely. You know, it's a song about saying goodbye to the old life.
Yes. And, come on.
2 Corinthians 5:17, it says that anyone who belongs to Christ is made new. They're a new person. The old is gone and your new life has begun.
That is so good. And I'm going to stop you guys right there. Since that's your new song, I'm going to put that song on my Conversations link so you can check it out right now at star883.com. And you guys, we're going to do this again tomorrow, part 2. There's more to the story with The Afters.